I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Brad Fairbanks. He's director of the play Collected Stories, which opens at the Santa Fe Playhouse tonight. And Lois Viscoli and Vanessa Rios y Valles, actors in this play, welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
So this is a play about two writers, a young writer at the beginning of her career, an older writer more at the end of her career, and the relationship between them. How would you set up the story, Brad? I mean, one of them is rising and one of them is setting, to use a sunset metaphor.
That's a perfect way to start the description of it. She's actually still in school, and it starts with her tutorial with the mentor, or the person that's going to become her mentor. And she is learning, she's already got some skills at writing, but she's learning from the best. And then she becomes her assistant. And that develops this relationship that goes beyond just, you know, teacher-student. And that's where the play unfolds from there.
And so this relationship between mentor and student, between great writer and assistant, and that writer trying to find her voice is a very interesting one. And, I mean, both of you are actors. I wondered if it had any parallel to your lives as students of another art form, namely theater.
Well, I've personally never had a mentor in theater, so nothing for me. It actually more parallels my day job in real estate, where I'm being mentored by, you know, my boss, a real estate agent.
Right.
I certainly understand that sort of pressure to learn from somebody, but then also need to get out from under the influence and go off on your own.
Right. What about you, Lois? Have you been in the position of mentor?
I have been a mentor. I've been a teacher. I taught at the penitentiary for 10 years, and I had a lot of students that were extremely interesting, to say the least. And I realized, and I think it relates to this play as well, the importance of influence and who influences who, actually, and how much the person who is supposedly influencing the young person is really being influenced by the younger people, by their questions and what they're talking about.
There's an interesting set of questions that arise during this play, I think, about the borderlines between fiction and autobiography, or fiction and biography. And I guess it raised the question for me, is there such a thing as really, really as fiction, especially for a young writer?
That is a good question. It depends on, I suppose, what it comes under, if it's called fiction or if it's a memoir. Most books, especially first books, I think, are autobiographical for the most part, because you do basically write about what you know about, which I think occurs in this play. And this is one of the, I won't say problems, but one of the ongoing themes of the play. Put it that way.
Brad, how did you get involved with directing this play?
Well, I was in an acting class with both Vanessa and Lois, and that's where we met, and we bonded quite quickly. And Lois called me up and said, "Hey, Brad, would you like to direct this play, Collected Stories?"
Yeah.
She's giving me some signals
now. No, the Playhouse was very eager about that as well. They were very fond of that idea.
Well, then she said, "You have to make a proposal, of course,
to the
Playhouse." And the Playhouse said, "We would love to have Lois and Vanessa." And that's how it all began.
And we're thrilled, of course, to have Brad, because we knew him from this acting class that we all took. And so we formed this friendship and this desire to do something, the three of us. And
now, you're fairly new in town, Brad?
I'm actually not, but I've been hiding a little bit, if you might say, as far as the theater outside of school goes.
Oh, okay.
So this is, since I've moved to Santa Fe, it's been 9 years. This is my first directorial debut outside of a high school. So I'm not really new to Santa Fe, but I moved here from Manhattan 9 years ago and started the acting class probably 2 years ago, and it's been unbelievable thrill for me to be directing these two, just because they're wonderful actresses and they catch on, take direction extremely well, and they also know their craft well enough. I was going back to your original question. I think writing in the autobiography is a lot like acting, where, of course, you're playing a character, but you still bring a lot of yourself to that character. And these guys do that better than most, for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Well, the two writers, they're interesting characters. And I went home last night, and somebody was asking me about the play, and my comment that came out of my mouth without even thinking about it was, writers aren't very nice people.
Well, they may be somewhat like sponges, I think. They take in everything around them, and how that comes out can sometimes not always be positive. Sometimes there's a negativity involved with that.
You never know if you're going to end up in one of their stories, and as a character in one of their stories, and if what the writer has to say about you is something that you would appreciate.
Right, and if you're a good writer, you can't sit around worrying about what they're going to think.
Exactly.
Yeah. And with a play like this, you can't give away too much of it, because it's just an ensemble piece, these two people, these two characters, all taking place within the apartment of one of them, of the character Ruth Steiner, whom you play, Lois. Brad, what can you tell us about the playwright, Donald Margulies?
Well, he's done other pieces, Sight Unseen for one. But what I like about him, he's very contemporary. This show was on Broadway 2 or 3 years ago.
Yes, it was.
It's been done with Linda Gavin in the older part, and Uta Hagen. Right,
and Uta
Lois?
Hagen played it as well.
Yeah.
But some time ago, I think 10 years ago. I'm not sure.
So it's a piece that's extremely entertaining, very fresh, very new. It takes place in the present time. And it's also interesting how it breaks down with the different scenes and the passage of time, which Donald does quite well. The play takes place over 6 years, which allows these guys to develop relationships that may go deeper than something that happens in 2 hours. And it's also quite what brings the great challenge as a director and actor for these guys to show a progression of character over so much time within the relationship.
There's definitely an arc to both characters.
Yeah, absolutely.
The way they start out and their relationship, and of course the way it evolves and ends. And all of that is fascinating as an actor to work with, because you don't just have a stereotypical kind of character to play. You have somebody who changes and is influenced by the other character in the play.
And especially with Lisa Vanessa's character, to watch her go from a student in grad school to,
very
without
nervous,
giving the end, right.
Right, very sort of juvenile, and to grow into her confidence and
as a person and a writer.
As a person and as a writer, exactly.
And I am not going to give it away, but you were left with real questions at the end.
Yes.
Which I think, I mean, everybody who goes and sees this play should then go have coffee with whoever they
went
with.
That's
absolutely
our goal.
Absolutely.
And talk about it.
I mean, that's the number one goal, is
exactly
to get people talking. Who do you side with? Which one do you agree with? Or did you think her point of view was... Because they're, as I said earlier, or I've always thought that the point of view of both of them are so strong that you kind of left thinking, well...
Right.
They both make a lot of sense.
Right. Mm-hmm. The play is called Collected Stories, and the preview opening is tonight at the Santa Fe Playhouse, and it runs through the 16th of August, Thursday through Saturdays at 8 in the evening, Sundays at 2 in the afternoon. For tickets, you can go to santafeplayhouse.org, or you can call 988-4262. And Brad Fairbanks is the director, Lois Viscoli and Vanessa Rios Ivalles are the actors in the play. And by the way, the opening gala is tomorrow night, September 30th, and so people can check that out as well. Thank you all for being here.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We've enjoyed
it's our pleasure.
Thank you very much.